everyone. Welcome back to Top Model Rewind. This is Danielle.
This is Alex signing in. Hello.
Yeah, I feel like I went through like three different voices in that experience. You did, right? Yeah. There. Yeah, yeah, it was a lot. But you only have
We're
one
here.
Life.
Yeah.
And that.
We're here tonight, right?
So. Yeah. Tonight, it's a party on the rooftop, top
oh,
of the
God.
World.
okay.
Which song is that?
I don't know.
I don't know how I make it. Watch how good I fake it. I don't know either. Mm. Anyway, don't sue
it's a
us.
Hit, whatever it is. Whoever. That's what I was thinking. I was like, we can't even name it. You can't sue us. Legally, you can't. So.
Yeah, if it's not, if I'm not singing it enough for anyone to know what I'm singing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Then it's fine.
Yeah.
It's not a copyright infringement. All right. So, gosh, we're nearing the end of cycle 10.
We
don't
are.
Have much time
final
left.
Four.
No. Yeah. This no. is.
So it was
this
hard
is the final
to believe.
Four, right?
Yeah. It was hard to believe going into this episode. I was like, there they all are.
Yeah.
That's the four.
I mean,
that's the four.
I haven't hated watching this season.
No. Me neither.
It's probably the one I remember the least from the earlier seasons.
I think it's just the one I watched the least. I don't think I've ever actually seen it in its entirety.
So was this episode all new to you then?
No. So I've seen the end of this cycle.
Oh, you just haven't seen like the middle?
The beginnings were the parts that I had not seen.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Gotcha. So this part you've experienced.
Yeah, vaguely.
Okay.
Vaguely, but yeah, I remember the paparazzi shoot for sure.
Gotcha. Yeah, I mean it's a good shoot. I slowly started to remember it, and I was like, oh yeah, everyone sucks on this shoot.
Yeah,
like that was like the thing
Apparently.
About it is no one does the shoot well. Although I think some of the outcomes are.
I liked most of the photos. I don't know.
Yeah, I liked Anya's. We'll get to it.
I liked it. Yeah.
But anyway, so we're nearing the end and
they're really emphasizing Whitney and how.
Yes, they are. For some reason. Yeah, she's been in the bottom two. Like she even said that she thought she was going to go home this episode.
Yeah.
Like she recognizes that this is odd that
she
that
stood
is
out to me.
Still here. So I think that's a sign of something, but
it's interesting,
I don't know.
For sure.
She also says though that America is ready for a plus size model to win.
Yep, that was weirdly edited together. It was strange.
Oh, it was. I
kind of
took it at face value, so I don't know what part was what was like spliced together. But I feel like she's definitely the most like spokesperson-y plus size model that they've had
for sure.
Like, other models, like, talked about it, but Whitney seems to really be pushing it a lot.
Oh, yeah. She's, like, representative.
Yeah, which I'm like, well, no wonder they wanted her to win. Mm-hmm. Like, she's a good spokesperson.
She's campaigning. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. She's given her little pageanty answers.
Yes.
Yeah. And it worked for her. It
worked.
Really did.
Vote for me.
So she's like, I don't know why I'm still here, but I want to win. There were all of the models are like, all of them were very determined.
Yeah,
they are. Very determined to win. Like, everyone wants it. No one's giving up. Everybody's working hard for this.
Nobody's like, unsure if they want to be there. I feel like that's a very common thing. And that's just not happening. Not right now.
I'm surprised too. I mean, I think... when you get to the end, I mean, most people want to be there, but I feel like this final four being this passionate and this motivated is unique, but maybe
it's
I just have recency bias or something. I don't know.
I don't know.
But Anya is like, Anya is like, I feel like she's very confident going into the end here.
Oh, she says it.
She's had so many competition wins. Like she's won so many of those. And I think she's like, well, how can I not win? Like
I would be thinking something similar. I'd be like, it'd be a shame if I didn't win and I won every challenge. Just kidding.
But. Especially since like Katarzyna has left. Like, this is the first episode without Katarzyna. Yeah. So maybe she's like thinking like, okay, my biggest competition is left. Mm-hmm, it's maybe. Smooth sailing here to the finale. And it's like,
easy baskets. Yeah.
We can't, no one can predict that Whitney is the winner here. So
God. Yep.
No, you can't predict a pre-select. You know what I mean? No. I mean, you can. I mean, Dominique thinks she's predicted that she is the pre-select for the season. So she's
the most improved. She gets a little trophy for that, apparently. She gave it to herself.
I mean, she probably
is. I don't know.
Dominique is an underrated model. So, mm-hmm, I mean, I actually think she has some justified...
Oh, yeah. You know, no.
She believes in herself for just reason. Like, she's...
Oh, yes. I agree. I loved how they were trashing her this episode for eating candy in bed. And I was like, you jerks.
Her candy corns.
Let her nest, you know?
Yeah. It was reminding me of Takara, how would eat in bed all the time. I was mm-hmm. like, oh, yeah, one and the same. These people mm-hmm. are very much alike in this sense.
They really are.
Yeah, no one, none of the models... like Dominique on a personal level.
They all see. Even Anya, who's sweet as can be, is just like, it's getting really frustrating to like live with her.
That's a really bad sign when Anya, of all people, is like, yeah, I'm sick of her.
I like how Whitney was like, she steals my food. I was like, that's an offense.
I mean, I'd be pissed off too if she was stealing my food.
Mm-hmm. We all know what granola bars can lead to.
Yes, we do. I was like, well, wait, what?
The theft and
like,
of them. Yeah.
Yes. No. No drama like this in this situation.
No.
In another house, yes, this would have been a big blow up maybe. Mm-hmm. But so have you seen like the TV show What We Do in the Shadows? Like, I know you've seen the movie, but have you seen
I've seen one episode. I don't think I...
Do you know Colin the energy vampire?
I know about Colin.
In that show, that mm-hmm. is Dominique, I think. Okay. Like, she is definitely giving energy vampire vibes here.
Yeah. Yes.
She's just talking and talking and talking at people. Like, she's not talking to them. She's talking at them.
And you can visibly see it on Whitney and Anya in this episode. Yeah. When she's just explaining how much faith she has in herself. And they're just sinking. They're just it's like she is drawing all the energy out of them and just absorbing it. And she's like,
yeah, and becoming more and more powerful. Yeah, exactly. It's like, these people are not saying anything to you.
Yeah.
Dominique. Like,
they're not making eye contact. Sign. They're just, nodding and looking away, like trying to get out.
I honestly don't know how people like that do not realize like how much they're talking about themselves and how much they're like just talking at people. It's like, what do you, like, the silence on the other end should be telling you something. Like, if mm-hmm. you're chatting and you're not getting anything back, not a great sign.
Nope. So
anyway, Dominique is getting on everyone's nerves.
She's eating candy corn, but she really wants a Snickers bar. I appreciated that part a lot. I liked that.
Yes. I was like, the vibe that I get from Dominique now is that she's like a health nut, but maybe I'm wrong. Like, this episode, she's definitely like, apparently she loves junk
apparently,
food.
Apparently, yeah. But yes, I would think now. It's just weird.
Yeah. To me now, she's like the type of person who would like eat a salad for every meal. Like, that's the vibe that I get from her Instagram.
God, what a miserable, miserable life. I'm just kidding. Salads are good.
Salads are good.
They're underrated.
Recently started to enjoy a salad mm-hmm. more often than I have before. I used to be very anti-salad.
But they're not bad, you know?
Yeah. Now I'm like, hey,
you know what I like to do? You know what I like to do is make a hearty salad. Put mm-hmm. it in between two slices of bread. And then you got a salad sandwich. And it's delicious. Wow. Throw a little mustard, throw a little mayo. Bada bing, bada boom. Vegetarian Sammy, delicious.
Yeah, that doesn't sound so bad. Sounds mm-hmm. pretty
Toast
good.
Toast the bread, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, hot tip from Alex.
Yeah,
cooking tip.
That's how I make my sandwiches. It's great.
Just like when Tyra gave her a little cooking tip about how to cut a cucumber or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
This is just random tip right over here. That sounds good though. I agree. Yeah. I mean, if you put some crunchies in your salad, that's always good.
Yeah.
Like dressing, all the dressing. Mm-hmm. Like, salads don't have to be healthy.
No.
You know?
No. They don't. No. Just make it as unhealthy as possible. It's a thing.
But is that a salad, though? Is ham salad a salad?
Is it? They say that it's called ham salad. But also, have you heard of Jell-O salad, which a doctor that I work with offered to me one day? And I was like, what? She was like, Jell-O salad.
Okay, let me think. Is it the where you have like pretzels and stuff? Is that Jell-O salad? No.
Not this.
Okay, what is it?
This was cubed Jell-O in different colors.
Oh.
All together.
Just Jell-O, nothing else?
Just Jell-O.
Oh.
There may have been marshmallows in there. I can't remember. I just remember being confused.
Yeah, that
But it was also like... delightful.
Was it?
It was delightful that she was presenting this to me as like a serious option.
Yeah.
Something to eat, which, you know, that's great.
I just like that's the kind of dessert that I'm like, I would rather have cake or a cookie. Like, why are you giving me Jell-O?
She has a child, very young child.
Okay. So it's like
she likes these things.
You can't choke on Jell-O.
Right.
So yeah. It's very
and it's just fun. It's just colorful, you know?
Yeah, that too. Okay. All right. Well, yeah, I'm learning so much
about salads.
Yeah, about salads. About the different ways you can manipulate the word salad to mean whatever you want it to mean. Okay.
Yes. Yep.
Anyway, okay. So back to the episode. The girls arrive at a park and they see Paulina.
Beautiful, and beautiful Paulina.
Yes. Wonderful model. A supermodel, some might say. Yeah,
some might say.
And she's there to tell them about their challenge, which is they're going to learn photography.
I thought this was a good challenge.
It's smart. Them. It makes sense, like, to learn how to be in front of the camera, go behind the camera, see what it's like on the other side. Makes sense.
See how frustrating it is. Just kidding.
Well, I mean, wasn't that what Winnie said? She was like, I see how hard it is to take photos of my competition, like how they're just terrible models. Like,
yes. I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah, it was funny. She can't help but say something snarky.
Yes, just something snide.
Of course. And like, here's the thing is like, Dominique has actually gotten to the point where she can compliment Whitney.
Yeah.
But Whitney has not gotten to the point where she can compliment Dominique.
No. Like, no, Dominique has let it go.
Seemingly.
Whitney was called a racist, so...
Yeah, that's true. But you would think the person who's actually being racist would be, you know, something to hold against more so on Dominique's side. Like,
not you can't be racist if you don't believe you were being racist.
Gotcha. Yeah. I mean,
that's the logic.
In your reality, true.
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
So, but yeah, Dominique's like, oh, well, during the challenge, which, you know, we haven't really gotten to. She's like, oh, Whitney's doing it. Whitney's very professional. Like, she had a nice thing to say about Whitney.
Yes.
Which I thought was sweet. I was like, oh,
That was nice.
I think we're seeing some, if not growth from Dominique, just a willingness to let things go, which is nice.
We're seeing the other side of when she did kind of the crazy laugh the other week when she was like, ha, I'm just kidding. I have nothing against her.
Yeah.
Now we're seeing the, I truly don't have anything against her. I'm complimenting her.
Maybe she's not crazed. Okay. Got it. Yeah. All right. So the photo competition, they're also going to like take a photo of Paulina. Paulina's going to be their model. Aunt Joquette is there.
Yes.
For some reason. Nothing to
didn't really figure that she was there the whole episode.
Yeah,
the challenge and the photo shoot. Yeah,
they just needed a guest judge, and she was there. So
she always loves to come on
the Italian vacation, I guess.
Maybe, you know.
I was ambivalent about Aunt Choquette, and then I looked at her website and I saw something that made me so angry.
Oh no!
It was a quote from her book that says, "Work-life balance is a sham. It doesn't exist, and I don't think it should for you right now." What kind of monster says that?
Oh.
That she doesn't think people should have work-life balance? I was like, what is
That's
wrong with this woman?
That's a terrible thing, too. Like, I wonder what the context is in the book, but it's also like, no matter what, it's a terrible thing to just take as an isolated sentence and just brand yourself with.
Yeah. What? So she says, like, she continues, for you right now, there is no point where, okay, it comes a little, I see maybe what she's trying to say, but I still think she's crazy. She says, there is no point where work ends and life begins. It's all work all the time and all life all the time. You know what you want to do for a living. You want what you do for a living to feel like an actual living. So I think she's trying to say, like, love what you do to the point where it doesn't feel like work. But at the same time, I think she's also saying work all the time, which is...
This is wrong. This is incorrect. This is incorrect biologically.
So Ancho Cat is a girl boss confirmed is what I learned from that.
Holy crap. I'm sad. I'm upset.
Yeah. I was just like, I'm glad I never worked for you at 17. Like, yeah, can you imagine working for her at 17 magazines?
Text messages
just like,
when you're going
work,
to bed.
Work, work, work. Yeah. There is no work-life balance.
Yeah, you're never off the clock, homie.
Yeah, I was just like, oh, well, good thing she doesn't have that gig anymore.
That is terrifying.
Because that sounds like a miserable existence to be one of your underlings and show cat.
I love my boss. I love my boss so much.
Yeah, I also love... I have half day Fridays now. It's fantastic.
Hell yeah. Nice.
I know. It's amazing. That's great. And that's the kind of energy that I want
we're
my
closed
whole
on
entire
Fridays.
Life.
We're closed on Fridays. Fuck Fridays.
That's great. Yeah. Yeah.
Seriously.
Just no.
Just don't do them.
Yeah. That sounds good too. I support that. Just don't do Fridays.
Everybody
you don't even
close.
Need like TGIF anymore. It's just like JDDF. Just don't do Fridays.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah. But anyway, so I have feelings of rage towards Anne Choquette now. So
me too, honestly.
When she showed up, I was like, be gone, Anne Choquette. I'm over you. I don't want any of your high ladies, high girls.
Absolutely not.
None of it.
Oh, God.
I mean, I think it's fine for people to love working. Like, you can be a person that loves to work. Just, like, don't force it on other people and like, tell them that they should expect to work all the time. Not cool.
Same.
Anyway.
Agreed.
And then I think that was from her book, too. So I was like, I wonder what other...
read this book.
I'm like, yeah, now I'm kind of like, maybe I should read this book and just see what other, like, nuggets of...
How crazy it actually is.
Terrible wisdom.
If that's what the...
That's her pull quote.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, man. She's...
That's something. That's unexpected.
Yeah, that's...
Not what I expected from Ancho Cat.
No, I was like, Ancho Cat seems chill... Ancho Cat seems like she likes to get drinks with the girls, you know.
17 magazine, baby. Wait, is that what
go
she...
Go out.
Jane
yes,
magazine. 17.
Mm-hmm. How could you forget? How could
I did remember. I said it, but...
Eventually.
Anyways, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, great. That's gross. Gross information to now know. Now have.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so...
Thanks.
That's all there is to say about her. The girls shoot Paulina. They have 5 minutes. A lot of them are really good at it.
Yeah.
Well, Paulina. Fatima and Whitney were good, I guess I should say.
Yes, they were really good.
It was half and half.
Did great. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Fatima, I really love, like, she has definitely been listening when she's been being photographed, because I really liked what she said, like, you know, you can actually smile. To Paulina, instead of being like, smile, smile now.
Yeah.
She was like, oh, I'm going to offer it up as like a suggestion, you know, and kind of a way to like endear Paulina to me.
Yes. And encourage a model. Because I feel like models don't always know when it's appropriate to smile. Like, gives off
like,
a very different tone to a photo.
Yeah. They're like, oh, I should be like super serious editorial fashion. But Fatima's like, nah, girl, like chill.
Give me them teeth.
Yeah, those teethers. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that was sweet. Whitney did a good job.
Whitney really did seem very professional. Like,
yeah, she did.
Someone said Anya, I think.
She was also very complimentary, like, the entire time. She's like, beautiful, wonderful. You look gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
Like, which, you know, from watching TV
Zoolander
shows.
And Austin Powers.
Yes, Zoolander. Yeah. Exactly. Is definitely the way you're supposed to do it, according to that.
Yes.
According to movies made by men.
Yes.
That is how
movies.
It works.
Yeah.
So she was doing good. Dominique was just all over the place.
Oh, that was so hard to see.
Anya.
Just do whatever you want, you know? Just go with the flow. Just follow your flow. I trust you. It was very funny watching Dominique, like, direct
just
Paulina.
Like, just saying nonsense, basically. Yes.
Yeah, just like, you know more than I do. Why don't you just do it?
Yeah, just rely on your years and years of experience, please, mm-hmm. Paulina. Mm-hmm. Well, then we have Anya, who had the vision of every senior photo shoot where you throw leaves in the air.
God. Yep.
Just like, not super inspired, Anya. But,
not
you know.
Really. It did not go well either. It didn't look that great.
But you know, Anya's also from Hawaii, so maybe she thought that was very new and novel because they do not have
a lot of fall leaves.
Autumn's
not really a thing as much.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know if that's true at all.
This entire thing, oh no, it's like they do not have autumn.
Okay.
I mean, like, they have a season, you know, I mean, like, it's fall, but it's going to be warm and not
much different.
Yeah, they don't have deciduous trees, I don't think. So,
I don't know. I can ask Harrison real quick if you want.
No. Does he know a lot about Hawaii?
Trees.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right, gotcha. This whole thing, though, reminded me a lot of what I would do after watching American Sex Top Model, which is have a photo shoot with my girlies in the backyard of someone's house, you know? Yeah,
absolutely.
Like, that was the vibe I was getting from this entire shoot. I was like, I've done this before. I've played the whole like photography game in my backyard, do our own makeup, like,
yes,
get some outfits from like Goodwill or whatever.
Yep. You climb some trains and you take some pictures, you know?
Yeah, that kind of deal.
That kind of
thing. So the outcomes, the photos, I thought there were some good ones. I think Fatima really did have the best shots. Like,
yeah,
I don't know if it was mostly Paulina's like posing, or I mean, Fatima definitely
vibing,
was
though.
Framing the photos very well, you know.
Yeah, she had a good eye.
They actually looked decent. And there were a few like beauty type shots. I mean, there was one from Anya that I thought was really gorgeous.
Oh yeah, the one they showed of the close up of Paulina's face.
Yeah, I thought it was really nice,
really beautiful.
The sun was shining. Mm-hmm.
The face she was making was gorgeous.
It looked great. I mean, Dominique's were terrible. Like, every single one of Dominique's sucked.
The cactus was very funny.
Yeah, I really liked what Paulina said. It was like, I was excited about where you were going to lead me, and it ended up being a cactus.
But you led me to a cactus.
Yeah,
so.
That was it. She compliments Anya for her energy, which is like, yeah, I mean, she did have that going for her. So.
She always has great energy. You can never say otherwise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think she's ever had like a sour moment in this entire competition. Like, she's always been nice. Like, I mean, like, I guess she was trashing Dominique earlier, but
not really
trashing,
you know, like just being honest about...
Yeah, just saying like, I'm sick of it, please save
me. In the
me.
Nicest way you can.
Yeah,
really.
That is like the like most I don't know, negative energy I've gotten from, like, it wasn't even negative, that negative. I'm just saying, like, that's the worst that Anya gets, like, the entire season, basically.
Yep.
Which is very impressive. So, their shoot, their real shoot is the paparazzi shoot, as I think we've already mentioned. Learned that paparazzo means mosquito in Italian.
Yeah, I thought that was hilarious. I was like,
yeah.
I guess that's why.
This entire time, like, because it's basically the same in English as well, you know,
well,
paparazzi.
Yeah.
It's definitely an Italian, like, we got it from the
right.
the Italians. And this whole time I've been saying it, didn't realize I was basically calling them mosquitoes, which is
a nuisance. Yeah.
I think hilarious. And
so funny.
It's just become their name.
Yeah.
So it's a paparazzi shoot. It's going to be at night. They're going to have a male model. Nigel's shooting. All the trimmings on this one.
Oh, yeah. Very Nigel shoot.
Yeah. It's got like a 50s vibe to it.
Yes.
Black and white. I don't know.
It's a cool concept for a shoot.
But yeah, everyone seems to, we were kind of mentioned it before, I think, but yeah, everyone seems to like not do so great. They're just kind of all over the place. Mm-hmm. And even Anya with her,
she was struggling.
I really like the outcome of her photo, but yeah, it was, did not seem to be a good shoot from a performance standpoint.
Yeah, it didn't.
Oh, and then I forgot to mention Fatima won the challenge. She got 50 extra frames, which... Ooh,
that's a lot of frames, I feel like.
Yeah, and she gets to, like, look at the photos, too, which I think is a big deal. You know, check them out, see if they're good, and then make some corrections. Although, I don't know how much it helped her. Like, she...
Yeah.
She didn't seem to get any better after looking at the photos. She was maybe the most awkward out of everyone, I would say.
She seems to like zone out or something, or get like brain fog when she's in a photo shoot. Even if she's doing well, it seems that way. But I don't know.
Which, like, sometimes maybe it's like good because you're being inspired, like, you know, right. You're getting lost in the photo shoot.
Like you're
but
in a dream.
Mm-hmm. Here it was like getting in her head. Yes. I think a little bit. Yeah. She just like, I don't know, she was just wasn't even looking at the camera. That was the weird thing. I'm like, did she do that last week with the gladiator shoot too? Or was that someone else?
No, she did. She was like away from the camera. She like turned away. It was very
That seems
weird.
Like the most obvious thing is like face the camera.
Yep.
Like
face.
Do not
Give
face away
face.
From it.
Yeah. Find the light, open up. Come on.
I don't know what was going on. She just
Her photo definitely turned out the most like pedestrian of all of them.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to describe it. Mm. Yeah, she's never had a boyfriend.
She gets the old Tyra lash back for that.
They do not. That always, like, I feel like it doesn't happen for any other thing that they have to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's never like, oh, I've never skydived before, or I've never
it's
done
true.
This before.
People do always, like, underline, like, I've never had a boyfriend or girlfriend.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And I think it's because it's, like, it is different, you know?
It's
like,
very, it's,
yeah.
It's a little weird, but, like.
Because it's not, like, they're not saying, like, oh, I don't know how to be, I don't know how to act
in love.
They're
just
saying,
I have not been exposed to that normally like everyone else here has. Like,
yeah, they're just like, I'm uncomfortable. I feel like is more like what they're saying is like, I don't really know. Like, there's a real live person with me and I'm not exactly sure how to interact with them. It's a little different than like, I don't know how to pretend to do this or pretend to be that. It's like, there's another person in the picture and it's like, not exactly. It's throwing me off my game. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not used to being like near a guy. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I just think that I feel like it's just different than what like Tyra was saying. It was like, oh, well, I've never done this. I've never done that. But like, I could pose the guy. It's like, I feel like it's a little different than most other situations in modeling. I don't know.
It definitely puts you on a different level than everyone you're competing with.
Yeah,
I can see
so.
Wanting to underline that, like wanting to be like, just so we're clear, I've never touched a boy. Just kidding.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah. So it does seem maybe to impact her too. Which is also this thing with like the 50 extra frames thing. I feel like that is such a dangerous thing to be given because either it's like, oh, you didn't end up needing them or you still did badly and you have these 50 extra frames. So what's wrong with you? Like, you deserve to go home. I feel like it's just a dangerous prize to
get.
It's
a big lose when you lose that one.
Yeah. I would just not want it. I think I'd be like, no, I'm good. Like, just treat me like everyone else, please. Like, I don't want those 50 extra frames. I don't know if Fatima's shot probably wasn't even from her 50 extra frames, to be honest. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know if there's anything much else to say about the shoot. Nigel was very disappointed with the performances.
Yeah.
Jay was acting kind of like a little kid a little bit. I don't know.
Oh yeah, he was like my distraction. Because Anya, when she was in the shoot, he was like, she needs to be distracted. And all of her good photos are when I've distracted her. He goes, the best shot is my distraction shot.
Yes.
To Nigel,
I was like,
a little child.
Dude.
Like a 9-year-old.
Yes, like a kid. And then at the very end, he was like, hey, Nigel, that's a wrap. And Nigel was so excited to say that's a wrap.
Oh my God.
I was like, yeah, I feel like Jay is acting like he's 12 here, but I don't know.
He's just excited. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe I guess.
He had something exciting to do after that. And he was like, let's get out of here.
Maybe.
You ever feel that
All
way?
Right.
No.
Sure, I guess.
Really. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's move on to panel.
Okay.
All right. So at panel, Anne Choquette is there. And go to the photos. Anya is first.
I think it's a stunning photo. It is.
It's really good.
Stunning. Tyra's right when she's like, you guys said that my photo was the best, but I think this one might be the best photo. It's one of Anya's best photos. It is fierce.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a really, it's like perfect for the brief. They're supposed to look like caught off guard. And that's exactly the vibe I get from Anya. She is like mid walking step, like she's walking down the steps. And her face just looks very like just effortlessly beautiful woman has she her photo taken so while she's
beautiful. Yeah.
Kind of distracted, but somehow still ends up looking amazing in the photo. Like it's perfect.
She also looks just very timeless. Her face. Like
yeah, I agree.
Something
definitely
about her styling.
The 50s or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I really like her whole look. But yeah, it's kind of giving me the vibe of, you know, like that backstage photo shoot that they do in Cycle 16.
Backstage.
Like when they're taking pictures and the models like while getting their makeup done. It's kind of like the same vibe for me where it does like it seems authentically caught off guard, but somehow like just really gorgeous. It's like, or like a Polaroid kind of, you know, it's just like this simplicity, but just beauty shining through. And that's the vibe I get from it. And I really, really like it.
I do too.
I think she was really the only one who like just delivered 100% on the brief. So yeah, it was clearly the best for me.
Same.
Yeah. All right. So Whitney's photo, I think, is second best.
I'd agree with that. Yeah.
Yeah. I do think that the male model is really doing a lot of the work in this photo, though. After they said that, I was like, because at first I was like, oh, yeah, I like it. Like, he looks like, well, it looks like she's being very protective of her. But they're kind of right that she isn't really playing into that scenario super well. Like, she looks like maybe she's like, being what's the word like she wants to be protected, but I think like that's only because like he has this look of protection on his face, you know what I mean? So anyway, I just I think it's good, but I just don't think she's doing much in it.
She's not doing a whole lot in the photo, but I do like the look on her face. I think that you can interpret it differently, and I like to think it's almost like she knows this paparazzi. Like, you know what I mean? Like, she's like, come on, why are you still following me?
Yeah. I will say, like, her eye is, like, just so beautiful. I was like, how does she have such a perfect eye shape here? Like, Whitney is really gorgeous.
She is.
Perfect. I think she's at her... She's honestly at her prettiest, though, when she's kind of just, like, staring at them dead-faced in panel, though, like, usually. And that's, like, Paulina mentioned, she was like, this is the first time that I think a photo has actually captured you as beautiful as you actually are in person.
Yeah, true.
And I would agree. I think it's one of, like, her prettiest photos. But I was also like, that's also not a great thing. Like,
yeah.
Aren't you as a model supposed to look better
in a photo? Yeah,
exactly. It's like, I don't know. Like, if the best you're looking is when you're at panel, like staring, like giving a dead stare, maybe the modeling's not so much for you. But yeah, I think overall it's a decent photo. I like her face in it. And they really hype her booty up, which, you know, fair.
It's a good butt.
Yeah, good butt.
She just has a naturally nice butt too.
Yes, yeah. And what is the styling, though? Like this, like,
these stockings and the skirt. I hate it so much.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's something that I like would do in like high school probably, but you it's know, still not for this shoot. I'm like, nah, girl. No,
doesn't make sense.
Yeah, but anyway, I mean, it's a pretty, it's overall,
it being in black, like, and white makes it subtle, so not as insane to do something like that, but you know.
Yeah. All right. So Whitney is pretty good. Dominique
seriously looks like a disembodied head. Like every time I look at it, I'm like, where's her body?
My main takeaway from this is like, it looks like her head is floating. Like,
just can't deal with that. The shadow's too much.
So, yeah. And I don't know. It's just not her like prettiest shot.
And I mean, could they have gone heavier with the makeup?
Yeah, like, that's what I thought too. It's like, okay, so like they were like, oh, trying to call her out again for, you know, they are constantly calling her a drag queen or some, a trans woman, which is problematic, whatever. But but like they're not helping her with like putting like really caking on the makeup. Like, I feel like Dominique's someone who needs a more subtle look, you know?
I don't understand why on earth a makeup artist would like, you know, not soften. Like, not like, we should try to make this softer. Like, obviously. But I guess I'm not a makeup artist, so I don't know, you know?
Yeah. I mean, like, I don't hate what she's trying to do here with the whole, like, hand on, like, he has her hand around her.
I get it, but the black is a lot.
But, yeah, it's just dark. Not working for this photo because it looks like, her head's cut off. So,
I mean. She just needed to open it up more. Other side, you know?
Yeah, it's
not. You
don't
cut yourself off with something like that.
Yeah, open it up. I agree. Yeah, it's not like, I mean, Fatima's is probably my least favorite, but I'm not loving it. It's really not a good photo, to be honest.
Yeah, they just don't look in sync either.
Yeah. Fatima's photo, yeah, you're right. Pedestrian is a great way to describe it. It looks like an engagement photo to me.
Like they're on vacation. On their honeymoon.
Yeah.
And he's like, really regretting it. Look at him.
Yeah. Why did I agree to marry this woman?
She's like, yay, photo.
Yeah. Funnily enough, she does look the most like someone who's actually married in this photo.
Yep.
You know, for someone who was worried about posing with a guy. But yeah, I mean, she looks very happy to be with him.
There is no chemistry here. Their faces are so different. It's crazy. Like such a different tone on both of their faces. I didn't
like
really
she looks overjoyed
until now.
But
he looks so despondent. Like,
Looks like someone just killed his puppy or something.
Yeah,
for sure.
He's got John Wick face.
But I mean, like, I can't, like, if this was a photo of someone's like grandmother back in the 50s, I'd be like, oh my gosh, so sweet, so beautiful.
So
but like. So, like, I like, I'm like, oh, this would be such a great family photo, but it's not a family photo. It's a modeling photo. And from that perspective, I do not.
They were like going it. More for like a Vogue vibe, not so much a family photo album vibe, I think.
Yeah, exactly. So, I'm not impressed. Probably my least favorite of the week. It just really, they really put them in order, didn't they?
They did. I noticed that. I was like, is this right?
Yeah. So, I don't know. For having such a determined, strong Final Four, Final Four photo shoot was not as good
as
it
could
be. Not
a big delivery. Maybe Nigel's just a terrible photographer. I've wondered this before.
But, I mean, his photos are good.
Yeah. No, like the composition's great and everything. But I do. I joke. That he's just actually really bad at capturing the right moments, you know?
Yeah,
like he's clicking on the downbeat instead, you know?
Right. This is a hard shoot. Like they really did have a lot of factors to contend with, and I think that's what threw them off. It's like they're walking and chewing bubble gum at the same time or whatever.
Yeah,
you know, like it's too much for them. Yeah.
What is it? Pat your head and rub your tummy.
Yeah, exactly.
Which I'm doing right now successfully. So.
Not
how
that
hard. Not that
Come
hard.
On. How could they not do this photo shoot if you can do that?
If I can do that.
Anyone can do anything. deliberation happens. They say Tyra says that Fatima is not a good listener.
Yes.
Which I was kinda like, maybe that's why they left the thing in last episode with Dominique saying that everything goes in one. Year if a team
oh,
isn't
maybe
out the
they're
other.
Setting up for that
because I was like otherwise I would not understand where this was coming from at all because again you really haven't seen it too much in practice like Tyra says she's not a good listener because of the whole like I've never had a boyfriend thing which I was like whatever
I think she's not a very good communicator And maybe listening is just part of that. Like, but I don't think that Fatima is a great communicator. She seems to always kind of have a tone or a like, like a back talk. Not like necessarily even with an attitude, just like a back talk. Like she always has to say something else, you know?
Okay. Yeah. Interesting.
But, you know. I
do think it's funny how they're like, oh yeah, Fatima talks all the time, when it's like Dominique at the home is the talker, you know, the one who's like has way too much to say.
Yeah.
But at panel, it's Fatima.
Oh my God. Poor Dominique. I forgot to mention her outfit at panel when they tried to correct it.
Another terrible outfit. Like, she keeps on doing the same thing, which I find weird. It's like they keep on telling you your outfit is bad, and yet you wear the same thing each time.
Yeah.
Which is a long like tight dress and leggings, like monochromatic, like the same color. And it's like, why do you keep on doing this if they keep on telling you they
She didn't understand until today when they finally explained it to her. They're like, pull it up.
Yeah. Maybe it's like, this is the problem.
Yeah. You know? That was so funny.
Speaking of not listening, I was like, Dominique has not been listening to your fashion
advice. That's what I was thinking. I was like, are they confused? Or are they just thinking of Dominique?
Anya's the first call out, duh. Who else would it be? Dominique and Fatima in the bottom. This is so hard. Like,
It is a hard one.
I honestly don't really know who I would send home.
Forgot that Dominique wasn't in the top three.
It always kind of surprises me that Fatima makes it this far.
Yeah, she's gorgeous. Like, I guess, but
I
there's a lot of even talent in this cycle. We say that every cycle, but there is a lot of even playing field talent.
Yeah. I feel like Katarzyna deserved to be in the top three.
She
actually
very much deserved to be in the top three, actually. Yeah. But she just doesn't even make it close. It's crazy.
No. Yeah. Here I'm just kind of like, I could see either one of them moving on to the next round. I think they both had really good moments.
Yeah.
Like ultimately Fatima is the one that's probably going to have the better career because of just the look. But Dominique has been trying very hard and has had some really good photos. So it's a toss up. I was like, why didn't we send Whitney home again? Come on, please. I mean, I know she didn't do that bad this week, but please.
Yeah. It's not like she did great. But I guess the challenge, she did good.
She did. Yeah. I mean, she had a pretty decent week for Whitney.
It was a decent week.
But.
Yeah.
Anyway, Dominique goes home. Dominique is probably the most positive person I've ever
seen. It was great, though. So refreshing to see her just so resilient, you know?
Yeah, but I'm also like, I was just so confused. Like, she wants to win so badly. And then they send her home and she's like, what did she say? She said this is
She said like, I'm on top of the world right now.
Yes,
something.
I'm on top of the world. I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. Well, extremely positive.
Kind of felt like one of those things where someone starts like they're about to break. You know.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I'm wondering. I'm like,
this
is
great.
She really actually this positive? Or
yes. Is this
did she like go home and cry? A lot,
scream,
you know?
Into a pillow for 7 days. We don't know. Yeah,
I really don't know. Like, I could see it going either way with her. Like, on one hand, I guess she really could be like, I'm really proud of myself. You know, I tried really hard throughout this competition. You know, I'm really proud and on top
she was
of the
probably,
world from that perspective.
I can imagine she's a mom, so she's probably very excited to see her kid, and that's probably where her energy was going. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. That's probably true. I would be also very excited. She's been gone for like a month or so now at this point, probably.
I think Dominique is she's fairly good at focusing on the positive. So I could see her like shifting pretty quickly into like, all right, like.
Yeah. Learned a lot. Got a portfolio. Good to go.
Got a haircut.
Yeah. A bad
haircut. Thanks, guys.
So post show, we know that Dominique goes to All Stars.
Hell yeah, we'll see her again.
Yes, we will. But now she doesn't, like, she had a modeling career after this. They said she was in 17 magazine. That's probably from the show Ebony magazine. Mahogany Vogue, which I do not think is really Vogue. But now she is the owner, co-owner of the oldest Black-owned business in America, which is wild and very cool. And
what business is
it? It is called E.E. Ward, I believe, and it is based in Ohio.
Nice.
I'm not sure if it's Columbus or Cleveland. I think it's Cleveland. Yeah, it's Cleveland. And her, I was looking into it because I was really curious, like, how they ended up with this company. Because it's her and her husband who own it. And he wasn't, like, it's not his family that were, they weren't the original owners or anything. He kind of just kind of bought it from the original family. But, yeah, it's, like, the oldest Black-owned business in America. And it was apparently, like, part of the Underground Railroad when it first started, which is really cool. Has a really neat history. But her husband bought the company in 2001, which was like 6 years before they even met. So they first met apparently in 2007, which was like the year before the season premiered. So they were, I guess, dating by the, when this show came out, if I had to guess, or they had just, they were about to start dating. And, so I guess like through that, she became a co-owner with him, but that's pretty cool. I'm really,
that's pretty cool.
That's like, honestly cooler than having a modeling career or anything you could do with that. Like, that is probably the coolest thing she could be doing right now.
Let's go say hey.
I know, not that far.
Yeah.
Which is like, it's a moving, it's like some sort of logistics company. So it's like, not going to really use it ever. Like,
not much of a storefront, I imagine. Yeah.
But I do think she does have an apparel brand. So if you go on her Instagram, you can look it up. It's called like 1801 or something like that. Okay. Which I don't know. Maybe that's the year that the business was started or something.
Oh, maybe.
But one thing I didn't know about her is that she, like on All Stars, you know, they had to do a single and a music video and all that, whatever. But after that, she ended up releasing some of her own songs.
Hell yeah.
So I 100% recommend.
That season prompted a lot of pursuits of musical fame, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Lisa's always been trying.
Oh, that's true. She was trying before.
But Dominique, I don't know. I don't think she's really cut out for the musical world, but that did not stop her from... from making some music videos. So she has a cover of Somebody That I Used to Know is online. I highly recommend you listen to it. And then she has her own single, which is called Heartbeats For You, which I also highly recommend that you listen to.
Oh my God.
She is, there's not much singing going on in these music videos. It's a lot of, a lot of work that happened in post-production over her voice. And then just her, like, you know, being a model in the in the music videos. So
her modeling.
But I had no clue that she tried to have a music career after this. And I think everyone should experience it. So please go watch these videos. So good for her. I'm glad she's actually found her real pursuit in life, which is
good.
Being a business owner.
Great.
But, you know, Tyra always encouraged that with her contestants.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yes. You have to do that.
Exactly.
They teach it at Tyra at, what is it? T-Zone? T-Zone camp.
Yeah. Right.
You must be a business owner.
Yes. That's the only way to live your life. You must do that and make up words for things. And.
Yes.
That is the Tao of Tyra Banks. Is that what they call it? Or they call it Tao. Anyway. So. That's about it. Dominique, long live Dominique. I love her. She's hilarious.
She's great. She'll be missed.
Yeah, she will be missed. Luckily, we don't have to live too much longer without Dominique.
Yep.
Which is good because, you know, couldn't do that.
Couldn't. Yeah.
So is next week the finale then?
It is.
I think it is.
Last one, baby.
All right, cool. Well, we'll discuss the finale. We'll probably have Jesse on. We'll do like a portfolio battle where we pit.
We will keep track of who votes for who. Yep.
Yeah, which I'm really curious to see how that goes, considering, like, of course, we all assume.
Come on. Yeah.
That Anya's going to win. We'll see, I guess. We've been surprised before.
We have. Yeah.
We might come away with it thinking that Whitney is better than what we thought.
This will be interesting.
Wouldn't that be something?
Wouldn't that be funny?
All right, y'all. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Bye.
Goodbye.